today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'll throw away a chance at greatness just to make this dream come into play. I don't know if I'll find a way. Hey, everybody. Patrick Foster here. Thanks for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to a new week of episodes and thank everyone who is a regular listener. And if you're just dropping in for the Matthew Suite, welcome as well. I know our podcast has a lot of episodes, but one thing you have to remember, and you can tell this to your friends, you don't have to listen to them all. You can dip in anywhere you want. And it should make perfect sense. In August, earlier this month, Jim and I were on a little summer vacation when we went down to Suburbs Fest and took a little break during the summertime. And we were very fortunate to have some great people filling in for us. And episode 2429 through episode 2433 was dedicated to Matthew Sweet in the 90s. On the first episode, they took on Girlfriend. Second episode, Altered Beast. Third, 100% Fun. Fourth, Blue Sky on Mars. And finally, the fifth one, In Reverse. And you can go back and listen to all these episodes. It was Kevin Clement, Nicholas Nygaards, and Justin Steiner, who just did a wonderful job. And I want to once again thank those guys so, so much for what they put together. It was really, really great, and I think a lot of people really enjoyed it, including one David Lee, and he called in with some thoughts of his own that we're going to play for you today. And at the end of this call from David, you will hear him mention a GoFundMe for to support Matthew Sweet's long-term stroke recovery. And if you head over to GoFundMe.com, all one word, GoFundMe.com, and you search for Matthew Sweet or Matthew Sweet Stroke Recovery, one of those two, you will be brought to his page. And an incredible amount of money has been raised for this amazing musician. And these things are incredibly expensive in the modern day. And strokes, from what I understand, you know, is something that takes a long time to recover from. So he needs support. And if you're a big fan of Matthew Sweet and enjoy his music, you might want to consider going over to GoFundMe and maybe helping out that effort a little bit. Still a long way to go. And in his latest update out there on GoFundMe, he does mention that he hasn't yet been able to get back to playing, picking up a guitar, but he hopes to do so. And his mind is always on music. So let's hope for the best for Matthew from there. All right. With all that said, we're going to turn it over now to David Lee and his thoughts. And I want to thank David very, very much. And I also want to apologize to David for calling him one of our other Davids. I think I called him David Lane at one point, and I'm sorry about that, David Lee. And I'll try to keep my David straight. Got a lot of Davids and Kevins to sort through around here. But anyway, thanks again, David Lee, very, very much from out there on the West Coast. So let's turn it over to David now. I got the TDK threaded up, and take it away.
Hi, this is David Lee over in Oakland, California, really calling to appreciate Matthew Sweet in the 90s week. What a wonderful week. I took out all my music and been listening to Matthew Sweet ever since then. So thanks to all of you for sharing all your stories about those fantastic records. I got a few stories I want to share about Matthew Sweet. I discovered a little later, not in real time, but in 2006, I got the Girlfriend Legacy Edition. I was a really big fan of Richard Lloyd and Robert Quine. I've been listening to them, you know, television, Richard Hell and the Voidoids and Lou Reed, Richard Lloyd's solo records, a fabulous Richard Fredmacher, Robert Quine record called Basic that was really fabulous. And so I was there and got that CD and just fell in love, and then went through and went back catalog and started buying everything as they were coming out since then. I would really encourage the Good Friend CD, which was with a great cover of the sort of a Zuma-esque version of the cover of Girlfriend, is really great. There's some demos, some live recordings, a wonderful Cortez the Killer done with, for those Neil Young fans, done with the Indigo Girls. Really a great record to be able to be had. Another great live experience piece is there's a 1993 recording from Chicago, which was released, and it's a great band. It features Richard Lloyd on guitar and Will Rigby from the DBs on drums, and it's a really great live recording. So it's another 90s essential if you're going to be listening to Matthew Sweet.
Y'all are very kind. Thank you. Where'd you get the shirt? How do you know the words?
I got a chance to see him live a few times. For the 20th anniversary of Girlfriend, he did a tour with playing the entire album. That was fantastic. And I did get a chance to see him in his tour with Tommy Keane right before Tommy Keane passed away, and over in Felton. That was outside Santa Cruz, a small venue, just a few of us. We took our daughter. We had a great time, fantastic music, great experience. And so just thanks for sharing, Matthew Sweet. Looking, I've given through the GoFundMe to help support him in his healing from the stroke, and hope to that he's going to be able to recover and be able to share music with us once again. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Consume me, I'm all used up, I'm out. just to make this dream come into play.
Television, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, and Lou Reed.